recent conversation with a friend of mine led me to the thoughts that I'm going to share now. My friend was asking about, well, you know, where does the human race go from here? Is this going to be the end of humanity, for example? And I reply, well, no, it's not going to be the end of humanity. Humanity has been in a process of development for aeons, for thousands of years. And there are different distinctions of growth. And that led my friend to wonder, was I suggesting a split off, a division of the human species? And no, I wasn't. Of course, in our scientific framework of human evolution, we have the different series of models of the hominoid of humanity. You know, we've gone through different ways of the Cro-Magnon, the Neanderthal, and different stages of the Homo category until we've come to Homo sapiens sapiens. Although, ironically, Homo sapiens sapiens signifies that we are doubly sentient, doubly wise. Of course, it makes us wonder sometimes. But I was also thinking about what Rudolf Steiner has indicated. And Rudolf Steiner, again, has a time frame that goes over aeons, over hundreds of thousands of years, in fact, way before the deluge and into the time of ancient civilizations, civilizations that we know of as Atlantis and Lemuria. And in Steiner's time frame, there is an evolution of consciousness and an evolution also of the human form, because over such a long time span, the human form is also adapting in various ways, not just in the Homo sapien way, but in much more extreme forms. But in recent human history, we've had the Homo sapien sapien model, let's say the physical structure. And what came to my mind is that we're not going to see a biological evolutionary morphing of the human body at this time. Not like we're going to grow an appendage, or we're going to, quite obviously change the physical form. Unless, of course, we go into transhumanism. Transhumanism is a conscious, orchestrated intervention on form, but that's a theme for another time. But what I was feeling about in this time is that the modalities of how people will separate will be down to the inner world of the human being. And that also includes our morality, our ethics, our nobility. And so at the moment, the mass mind of humanity, or the mass collective, is being heavily programmed by various degrees of the narrative, which I've mentioned previously, the different levels of perspective and the narrative programming. But I think what is going to distinguish how different parts of humanity start to let's say, break away is how we manifest and express the inner world and how we express a certain morality. Now, it's easy to say that we have a very polarized morality against good, evil, etc., which is the programming. But there's an innate, instinctive morality and conscience that the human being has. And at the moment, it's been clouded over to a great degree, such as people believe that the ends justify the means. But if we're going to go to an extreme situation upon this planet, then what will distinguish certain sections of the human species will not be a biological, physical difference, apart from the transhumanist aspect, which that is one trajectory. But it will be the morality and the nobility and the inner world that a person is in contact with and expresses. And this is a much finer, subtler level. And I feel that that's occurring now, whereby we are aligning with those, we call them like-minded people, but really we're talking about a like resonance. We're aligning with people who share a certain, let's say we've called it a vibration, but that vibration is a representation of our inner states. So if we have contact with that sacredness within the human being, that understanding that we have a transcendental impulse that connects us beyond the physical, and we have a morality and a nobility that represents or reflects that sacred transcendental impulse, then that is going to create a resonance, a separation, that's going to affect our sense of morality and nobility, and that will create a distinction between peoples. And it's not a case of conflict, it's not a case of debate or argument, rather it's a recognition that what we have inside us now and how we connect with that and how that is expressed through us will become that which defines us and will become that which defines the future representation of the human species. So as the species goes forth, as humanity goes forth, it will not be a biological structure. It will not be a technological appendage. It will not be a techno-bio amendment to the human being that will define that future path of the human being, but it will be to what degree is a human being in contact through the inner self with the transcendental impulse and how that reflects in their behavior, in their social life. So that is what I was explaining to my friend, and I thought I would share that here. A brief summary, of course, but that's what these chats are. Brief summaries for people, for all of us, myself included, to reflect upon and explore and enlarge in our own time.